Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
You know what happened.
All right, let me say something. All right, you don't open the episode. I know,
like,
what you try to do. You're
off, of the episode.
Yeah. No.
He really. And here's the deal. First of all, we're back.
We're back.
And
back.
It's back
fire,
to the OG days.
OGG.
It's me and Bob.
Yeah.
And Fancy brought a substitute Asian, a Spasian.
Yeah.
And she's back. The Liz is back.
What's her name?
Lizzie Wynn.
Lizzie Wynn. That's your name? I love it.
Lizzie Wynn is in the house. Does anybody ever call you Lizzie?
Yeah.
They do.
Like, because I go by like DJ Lizzie Liz, and they're like, what's up?
You're not
Lizzie?
A DJ.
I'm not a DJ.
No. What would she play if she was a DJ?
What do you mean?
What kind of
Steve
song?
Steve Aoki.
She only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She is Steve Aoki.
Oh, no. You no. kind of look like him.
Yeah, you look like Steve Aoki.
Is your new nickname Aoki?
Aoki's in town. What's up? He does that too when he waves. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to the show.
In Vegas, I've seen him do that.
Speaking of great Asian moves in Vegas, I want you to Google. That looks exactly like you.
No.
Liz. There you are, Liz.
Your name's not Liz. It's Aoki.
Aoki, there you are.
There
I'm
you
not
are,
claiming
Aoki.
That.
Hey, that headshot, can you help me with that photographer? That was pretty cool.
I got you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, look up Asian poker player.
Uh-oh.
Boob falls out. This girl named Sashimi.
That's not her name.
She goes by
Sashimi. Her name not Sashimi.
Her name is Sashimi. Look, click on it. Yeah. What is her name?
What's her name?
Click on one of the links and see. Okay. One of her boobs fell out during the
Is her last name Spring Roll? I mean, is it Sashimi Spring? Look at her.
Okay, that's not the photo.
I have a big pair.
But look, it says wardrobe malfunction. One of her boobs fell out of her shirt during the poker game. But what does it say her name is?
Sashimi.
No, Sashimi.
Oh.
Aren't you Asian?
I am.
What kind did we get?
She's not real.
This is not a good one.
You have Asian parents or were you adopted?
I have Asian parents.
Both of them?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I have two Asian parents. But I was raised by an Asian grandmother.
So you should be really up to date.
Yeah. Super Asian.
This is like when you do a software update on your computer. It's like, you should be really, we should be running at the highest. That's it right there.
Okay.
So one of her tits just fell out at the poker table.
Wow. Oh, dude, I thought you meant it fell off her body. And it landed. So I'm like, what the fuck is
because
I thought she had like a, you know, implant and it came out. Or when did it come? Oh, it just came out?
No, but look though. And this guy, this poor bastard.
Yeah.
Look at this idiot trying so hard to not look at her tits.
Poker face.
Yeah, poker face. Poke her face.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that
pretty,
was pretty
good, Fancy.
That was pretty.
That's
but look at that.
Good.
Sashimi raised to 3,000.
Yeah.
And 5,000 per tit.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
It's a
good move.
But how do you know this?
Huh? The World Series of Poker is going on right now.
You watched this?
Nah, but it just made the news.
Oh, it did?
So a friend told me about it. He was like, did you see this video on the internet?
I thought that maybe you were a fan of sashimi.
I do like sashimi.
Yeah.
I love it. I like nigiri just as much.
Nigiri's pretty good.
Nigiri got kicked out of the tournament quickly.
Nigiri did?
Sashimi is going to last way longer than nigiri is. Have you ever seen the card trickery of Omakase? Do you know him? You don't know what's coming. That's the best part about it. All right, we'll be right back after sushi jokes. Should we do some sushi jokes?
Oh, I don't talk about sushi, but I want to say something about sushi.
Why do they say to you, shamase? What does that mean?
A shamase?
When you walk into a sushi joint, they go, shamase. They did it.
They think that's your name.
They think my name is a shamase.
Yeah, because I've never heard that before.
Yes, you have.
Nah.
Shut
yeah, they're saying, they think your name is a shamase.
Then why do I say it back? That'd be like
They think that you're like Tourette's or a weirdo.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like them going, Andrew. Like, Andrew!
Yeah, that's what they think.
Ishamase, what does it mean? You guys know? You know what that is. They did it on Curb Your Enthusiasm, an episode.
I don't know what it means, but
probably
can we talk about eel sauce?
What about it?
Why do they even use it? It's for white people.
Whites don't like it. I don't like it. Well,
what?
I guess,
dude, bro,
I'm not white.
You can't go to Japan and go, hey, can I have eel sauce?
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know. But what I'm saying is that I don't know anybody who likes it, right? And yet, it's like if you get a crispy rice with tuna.
Yeah.
You have to say, Does that come with eel sauce? And they go, oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, then.
Get it off.
And they're like, why not?
Because no one, you know why they give it to us?
Why?
Because they don't eat it over there. They ship it to America and they're like, maybe eat here.
Yeah.
They think we're going to eat all of it.
Is it eel?
It's eel. What is eel sauce? You know what? Let's guess before we look.
I think they have to, if they made sunshine cream. If it was sunshine cream, I would eat it. But eel sauce.
I think it's eel tears. Thickened and sweetened soy sauce says perfect for dipping. It's also unagi sauce.
Yeah.
So it's thickened sweet sauce by using what?
It doesn't have any eel products.
No.
Oh, it's like Panda Express.
Oh, shit.
You know, you go to Panda Express, can I have the panda? And they don't have it because it's just the name.
It's just sake, mirin, sugar,
yeah,
and soy sauce.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It does, no, it feels like there's eel in there.
No.
There's no eel.
No, I don't think so.
Why do they call it eel sauce?
I think it's I used to work at a poke place, and they always, you know, dress the eel in that sauce.
Like they always dress the eel in that sauce.
Yeah, it's like associated. And so they're like eel sauce.
It's like saying the steak sauce.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on up in that booth right today, don't stop looking at each other.
It's like saying meerkat gravy.
Yeah.
What's in this? I'm just gravy, man.
I like gravy. I like meerkat. Gravy, man. I don't like meerkat gravy.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Just change the name.
What's the thing you won't eat at a sushi place? Refuse.
You know, like something that I get all the time, but every time I eat it, it fucks my stomach up, and I always go, why did you get that?
Uni?
No.
What?
Soft shell crab.
Oh, dude, I do not like soft shell crab.
Yeah, and then the fucking, is it that soft too?
Uh-uh,
because
hard.
The fucking shit gets in between your teeth. 2 days later, you have, oh, there's the skin of the soft shell.
Oh, look at that. Sebastian. There's little Sebastian from the sea.
Right? Listen, well, first of all, as a crab, grow thicker fucking skin.
Yeah, come on, man.
What kind of fuck, were you walking around with no skin? I'm still being honest. Dude, grow like with the regular crabs, a fucking armor. But they're just, you know what they are? Are they the case?
Yeah, they are. That's soft shells.
Are they the case?
Hey. out of here. Hey, get out of here.
Yeah. No. Maybe they're the gay crabs, dude.
Back up. Get out of here.
Yeah. You can eat me.
Now, is there a trans crab that was soft shell, but it went hard shell?
I refuse to go there.
Did he go soft shell to hard shell? Is there trans crabs?
Oh, yeah. That's
trans crabs lives matter. Did he go to soft shell to hard shell or hard shell to soft shell?
I think soft shell to hard shell. I think that you could do both, but if you're soft shell, right, you can go to the surgeon and just add layers. And then as a, you know what I mean, a regular crab.
Hard shell crab. Don't say regular, you bigot. As a hard shell crab.
As a regular. What is it?
A hard shell crab.
I think that's a painful operation.
It's got to be.
The skin.
Right. Well, you're also removing, or you could tuck. You could tuck some of the hardness. You don't have to pull it off.
Right.
It's a choice.
Can I ask you another question?
Please.
Do they have penises and vaginas?
Do crabs have penises and vaginas?
I know. I think the reason why this podcast is so low is because of me.
What are you talking about?
I always go, because these are things that I question in my own mind.
But this is a fine thought. This is a
first of all,
this is science and biology.
We're doing science right now.
Oh my gosh, we like pulled up a study.
No, you can't pull up a study. You got to pull up something a little bit simpler than that, Aoki.
Let's see.
Aoki.
By the way, pubic lice popped up.
I know.
A guy in college that had pubic lice.
What is it?
It's lice in your pubes. You know what lice is? Like little
I know what lice is.
And he got pubic lice.
But why do they call it pubic? I mean, he's just a traveler.
No.
Yeah, the lice just went from the head to the pubic. You got to change his name. He's just like a Magellan lice.
That's so funny.
He's a traveler.
What about butt hair lice?
Exactly. My point is it's all lies.
Don't discriminate. All lice lives matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The lice, right, usually resides on one's head. And if they're a voyager and they're like the Laura Croft of the...
You know what it is?
What is it?
They're Jewish lice because they like the curly hair. They're right. Sick of this hair. They go, let's get curly.
And then they go down there and they go this down. Is our land. Right?
And they build a wall.
Hey, little crabs and warts or whatever. This is our land. It's our holy land.
And there is a small population of lice. They're not that. There's only a small percentage left.
Yeah. And then the fucking little crabs, right, are in the fucking, the strip.
Yeah, they're in the strip crabs.
Which is the taint.
Right.
Right. We don't want to be at the strip.
Zoom in.
We do religious humor here,
We
too,
do.
Bad friends.
Under the flap of the male. They have two penises, Bob.
No.
Left
those
and
are
right.
His arms.
No, it says he has a left and a right penis.
Whoa, wow. Dude.
You get to pick.
Oh, fuck. He
imagine if you got to choose what dick you were going to use that day. But here was the deal. One of your dicks was super long but very skinny, and the other one was really thick but very short. Liz, have you ever had a micro penis?
What?
No, I've never.
Never seen a micro penis.
Never seen a micro. Are you going to make me
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
You're married.
Married.
So what is his penis like?
No, I'm not going to say that.
I bet it's great.
You could just
I've
lie. Never seen a
You could just lie. It's very large, and then we could have moved on.
Yeah, we could have moved on.
Yeah, but, you could have just lied to it. By you saying, oh, I'm not going to say that, means micro penis.
No, I just told you I've never seen a micro
Mr. Aoki has a small micro penis.
Oh my
You've
goodness.
Never seen one, but haven't your girlfriend seen one?
Yeah, they said one time she like put her hand over it, and she was jacking him off, and it wouldn't even like peek through.
Aww,
yeah, and
cutie,
so she kind of had to do this.
Well, if it wasn't erect, then that might happen.
Yeah, but what if she had a huge hand, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This could have been a WNBA
like Andrea,
player.
The giant female version. Yeah.
The girl that got locked up in Russia, what was her name, the WNBA player?
Please not, no.
She could.
Griner?
Yeah, Lindsay Griner.
Griner.
Yeah. What's her name? Why can't I think of her name? Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner.
Yes.
She's got probably hands that would make anybody's penis dwarf. She's huge.
She was in China, right?
No, she was in Russia.
Oh, Russia. Okay.
She got arrested over there, I think. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you imagine a WNBA? Like, I saw Kevin Hart just posted a photo of him with a famous athlete who's 6'4", this girl. You know, and it was like, shout out to Short Kings everywhere. And he didn't even come up to, like, her waist.
Oh.
And
my
I thought,
gosh.
Can you imagine? Like, what if you, Bobby Lee, what if you fell in love with, like, a 6'4", 6'5", chick?
With a girl on Raya that's 6'1".
That's me.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it's me. I'm that girl. I was pretending.
that was you?
I matched you.
Oh, fuck. I swiped yes.
Yeah, I swiped yes. I swiped yes.
But she was 6'1", and I was just like, and I think I didn't pursue it because I thought maybe.
What?
I think in bed, I'd be fine with it. But publicly, I just can't, like, bring her into the Comedy Store.
Well, what if she would put you on her back all the time wherever you go? She goes
it's
up,
like
up,
a backpack.
Up, up, and then
yeah,
you
yeah,
jump.
Up, up, yeah,
up,
yeah,
up,
yeah.
Like a little trick. You guys could do tricks at the beach, like those people that do tumbling and stuff.
Yeah.
Up, up.
Because one time me and Sarah, you know, because Sarah was 5'10". 10.
She's pretty tall.
Yeah, and we were in Hawaii. We were holding hands on the beach, and a bunch of jocks walk by us, and they go, he paid for her.
Well, in a sense.
No.
In a sense.
And it hurt my, it really broke me.
In a sense, though.
Okay, stop. Okay. I'll go there.
No.
I will go there, but I just need time to get in there.
But in a sense.
It's a scary door.
In a sense.
All right, so I'm in a haunted mansion. That's what this is, all right? I see the scary door.
There it is.
I'm creeping up to it.
Ooh.
I open it up, right? And then here we go.
Here we go.
So what the fuck do you mean? What the fuck do you mean?
In a sense... Most times you
lightly.
Date somebody.
What?
Most times when you date somebody.
Me specifically or anybody?
A lot of men, but you definitely are paying for a high majority of the stuff. So you're kind of paying for them.
But that's chivalry.
Some would say. But
What do others say?
It's cuckery, perhaps.
Cuckery?
It's cuckery?
It's cuckery, perhaps.
It's cuckery, perhaps.
See, I make the women always pay. Every girl I've ever dated, I've never paid for one thing.
So you're telling me.
I say you pay for the meals, you pay for the rent. I'm not paying for nothing.
Because people, you know, when people say online, like, Kalila or Sarah's only going out with Bobby Lee because he has money. First of all, I don't have that much money. And secondly.
Well.
I have okay.
Yeah.
I have okay money.
I think you're fine.
All right. But secondly, dude, it's like, really? Because. You know what about a night? You know that I'm a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know my life, right?
Yeah.
You know the smells?
Yes.
My sleeping habits?
Yes.
My eating? Everything is a fucking nightmare, right?
You know what cures it?
What? Pussy.
Dun, ding, da, dun,
I know, but my point dun, is a dun, woman dun, would has to endure all of my behaviors, and that means that they love me.
They do love you, but you do have to pay for everything.
You're right. You're right, I do pay.
Do you split stuff with your husband, Liz?
No, he pays. He pays for everything.
So in a sense,
he's like me.
The jocks would walk by and go,
Michael
they'd
penis.
See her and see her husband.
Yeah.
And go, he paid for that.
Yeah.
But they're not wrong.
Yeah, but they implied that she was a prostitute. and that I paid like an escort.
Right.
Oh, no. Yes, no.
But I know that you and your wife, you pay for everything.
Yeah.
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 So you're the same.
If a guy walked by and saw her and saw me and goes, he paid for her.
But they would never say that.
You better believe it.
I'll tell you why they would never say that. I think they said it because at that time, Sarah was a beautiful, she's still beautiful, but.
Do you think they think she was out of your league is what you're
saying? That's what they're saying. And people think that. And I mean, I always think like, but.
That's not true. Like, look, of the girls that you've been dating in your recent life, I think you deserve all of them. And they're all beautiful.
Now, but back then I wasn't doing well.
You mean physically?
No, just in terms of my career. So no one really knew who I was.
But that doesn't matter. I think looks-wise is what we're talking about.
Oh, you think so?
Out of your league means physically. When people look at each other, they go, she's out of his league. Like, Andreas's wife is out of his league.
That's true.
And I mean that, and I'm not even making a joke on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking unreal.
Yeah.
And also, she pays for everything.
Huh?
And she pays for everything.
Yeah, which makes me question her. What's really going on?
Yeah. What,
is she on witness protection program?
Or is this some sort of program for like data fucking weird? Yeah. You know?
Well,
foreign weird.
You know what it is? What? I think it's a rehabilitation. She murdered someone when she was young. Mm. And they're like, we'll let you back into society. You have to take in a foreigner who's kind of like a...
Ooh la la.
Yeah, he says ooh la la when he comes. But Liz,
yes.
You're 24 and you've been married for how long? Did we know that you were married?
No one asked that last time.
But wait a minute, you're married for how long?
I'm about to go 5 years in August this month.
So you got married when you were 19?
19.
And what does he do?
He does insurance.
How old is he?
He's
58.
No, he's 24 too. I'm actually 5 days older than him.
You met at church?
No, we met in high school.
Oh, high school, yeah. Sweeties.
Oh, so is he the only guy you've been with?
Sexually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also.
Is it too personal?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it is. Oh. No, it's on her. It's her call. Yeah. It's whatever she wants to answer.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You're proud to say it? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very proud to say that. Yeah.
Now, did you guys, this is interesting. Now you planned, because a lot of people lose their virginity. No, a lot of people lose their virginity in lame ways, right? Like people are like, I wish it didn't happen that way. I feel like a lot of women go.
Ask her if he's white.
He is white, right?
No.
Whoa.
What kind?
What kind? What kind is he? Wait, let me guess. He's Chinese.
Nope.
Let me guess. The best kind.
He's Korean.
Korean.
He's Japanese.
Hard no.
He's Japanese.
No.
He's Taiwanese.
Not
I'm
Asian.
Not playing this game right now. Just tell us what it is. It could
what
be a million
knees
things.
Does he have?
Yeah, yeah. Dirty knees.
He's a Mexican.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a loophole. What a switch. It was like an M. Night Shyamalan
movie.
That's bait
and switch.
That was insane.
That really was. The
I
ending
had no
did
idea
not,
that was going to happen.
I didn't know the ending would turn
well,
out that
M. Night,
way.
That was good.
She opened the door, and I thought, dun 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 now. But instead it was.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mexican. From here, from Southern California.
And your parents must be very, very. Your parents are disappointed.
Yeah, a little bit. He's from. We're both from Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah.
Arizona.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So you met this guy in high school, and how you date the entire time you were together in high school?
No, we did not. We met freshman year, and then he made it very clear to me that he wanted to date me, and I didn't date him. And then the last year of senior year, I was like, he's really cool, and I took him out to homecoming, and he never went, and I always go every year, and we kind of just kicked it off from there.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's wild. And then so right after high school, you said, well, let's get married.
Like a year after my first year of college, yeah. We were like, let's get married, and we got married.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Is there a baby coming?
No baby. Don't want babies either.
You guys don't want them, both of you?
No, not anytime soon. Maybe late 30s or something like that.
Yeah, what is wrong with me? Because it's like, you know, I just, that wasn't even in my thinking.
What?
At her age.
Getting married?
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't even an option, really.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff going on right now. Mm-hmm. First of all, you were smoking crack at that point in your life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Crack is better than
marriage. Yeah.
Sure.
Also, yeah. If someone's like, you want to keep
Have
smoking?
You ever had crack? Way better.
Way better than marriage. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, never. Yeah.
And there's almost no difference, by the way. They're pretty similar. No. Can you imagine, though?
I can't imagine it. I had no money.
Yeah, why would you want to get into it?
Yeah, and then no one wanted to fuck me anyway. I think that's the first problem.
Except for The Rock.
The first problem was.
The Rock loved you.
Oh, yeah, I fuck crack. Yeah,
you fucked a lot.
I fuck crack, but in terms of the females, they didn't want to go out with me. So there was no option in that way. But it's all, even if I did date somebody, there's just no way. I had no money. I had no, I was like, I had to figure out financial and all that stuff first.
Yeah. Well, your parents are rich.
No.
His parents are rich?
No, not at all either.
Wow.
So you guys, are you guys struggling or do you don't
Was
find?
The wedding tough?
We had a civil wedding, and then his mom wanted to have a backyard wedding to invite.
Yeah, you said she was Mexican.
Yeah.
A backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They sometimes do them in the front yards.
From time to time.
Front,
yes.
Front yard wedding.
Yes. I've seen those before. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, congratulations, Aoki.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
In the pinata that you broke during the wedding?
There are some like lollipops, strawberry and chocolate pudding.
None of the candy that the wrapper melts in your mouth for you or no?
Oh, no. We didn't really have much.
They didn't
of
do
my
any. Okay.
No mochi.
No boba or nothing.
No bobi. Nothing. No mochi. No boba.
Yeah. No, none of the. Huh.
Well, the wedding was a beautiful affair, I'm sure, and I'm sorry that we weren't invited because we didn't know you then. But would you it's have okay. invited us? Like now that you know us, would you invite us?
A freaking course, I would invite you. Because
we wouldn't go.
No, we wouldn't go.
No.
We wouldn't.
Would you let Bobby and I officiate the wedding? That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That would be an honor.
We should officiate weddings.
Yeah. And also, I've never seen in a wedding where, the preacher asks, is it a priest or whatever?
Okay, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? And they ask, is there anybody in the audience that...
If anybody objects to this...
Something like that.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, but how come nobody says anything? I always want to say something.
What would you say?
I don't like it.
And how about this? Here it is.
Yeah.
If anyone...
Me!
Sir, let me get there.
Okay. Yeah.
If anyone objects to these two falling in love... Sir, one moment. If anyone objects to these two falling in love... Stop shooting fireworks inside the church, sir.
They're flares.
Flares. By the way, this is a great sketch. He never even gets to finish it.
He's like,
sir, please.
Yeah.
Waving a flag.
Yeah.
What would you say? How about this? This is a bad scenario, but it's real. Imagine Kalila's getting married.
Uh-oh.
And you're there.
There's no way.
What would you say? I'm the preacher, by the way. I'm going to marry Kalila and her new husband.
Yeah.
If anyone objects in here to these two being lawfully married, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I would go right here.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. And everyone would go.
I have a question to Kalila.
Everyone would go.
Yeah. Hey, Kalila, I have a question.
Yes, what's up?
Who do you think I should use as my next host for Tiger Belly? Because obviously this is done. Right? And then she was like, what? Yeah, I was Steph Tolov. I mean, I have a list. You know what I mean? Of people that, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because... This is definitely a betrayal.
All right, this is real. What if she does? What if she does get married?
She won't.
In the next couple of years?
I don't think so.
What if? Would you allow it, or would you protest the marriage? Would you stand outside on the steps? Because you know I'm brothers in arms with you. I'll do whatever you want.
I mean, you want the honest truth and not comedy version.
I like comedy more than anything.
I know exactly.
No, give me whatever you want.
Oh, so what's the question? What's the question? It will hurt.
In 2 years.
It would hurt.
3 years, if she said.
It would hurt,
but would you go?
I have to go.
You have to go.
I have to go.
I don't think you have to go.
Well, I still do things with the family that I don't want to do, but I do anyway.
Right. Because
I just feel like it's a part of my family. It's a part of...
It is a part of your family.
Yeah, so it's like... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go to Hawaii next week. Do I want to go? I don't really, not really, but...
I'm
going to go because they're going to be there, and I want to participate.
That's not what she said.
What did she say?
She said that you asked to go.
You know, Andreas, it's funny. I literally, at times, dude, I have no idea whose team you're on.
I don't know whose team he's on.
Yeah, he's changed.
Ever since he got naturalized.
I don't know.
No.
Once he got his citizenship, this guy's acted like a fucking dickhead.
You know, for me, as a producer, I would go where the money is.
Yeah.
And I would go where the numbers are.
That's right.
Right? But not this guy. He doesn't want to make a living.
Nope.
Right? And you want to play fire, dude.
Guess
what happens? You get burned, baby.
You get burned, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. So anyway.
Those loud shirts aren't going to save you this time.
So what happened? What'd you hear?
That she forced you to go.
Very good.
Good
boy. You're learning.
Very good.
Hair story, you guys. You know, I look forward to taking showers because I get to use the new wash.
The new wash.
And I get to use this head scrubber. And I put it on my head, and I scrub. It feels so good.
It feels so good. New Wash is the first of its kind. The cousin formula cleans, conditions, detangles, and restores hair without harsh foams and damaging detergents found in traditional shampoos. I got to tell you, these little ticklers, these little dome ticklers that they got here feel so good.
New Wash is
like shampoo, but it's actually good for your hair.
You know what's in it? You know what New Wash has in it?
What is it?
The best things in life. Aloe vera. Sunflower seed oil. Jojoba seed oil.
Jojoba.
And... evening primrose oils.
It's beautiful. These ingredients help to balance, soothe, strengthen, nourish, and clean hair versus stripping your hair of natural oils like traditional shampoo does. This stuff is really great for you. It feels good. It smells good. I love washing it in my red hair.
It is 100% biodegradable.
That's right.
Has 100% recyclable pouch packaging.
Look at that.
And they're a part of 1% for the planet, donating 1% of an 8-ounce new wash sales to water-related issues.
Detergent-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, phthalate-free, cruelty-free, which I love, and biodegradable. These people make great stuff. Are you ready to experience the healthiest, happiest hair ever? Head to hairstory.com, use the code BADFRIENDS to enjoy 20% off exclusive savings when you try new wash for yourself.
That's hairstory, HairStory.com, and code BADFRIENDS to save 20% off today. Your hair will thank you for it.
ZocDoc.
Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor, Andrew?
Yeah, I just was.
And you asked literally everyone you know for their reco?
That's right.
There's an easier way to do it.
What is it?
ZocDoc.
ZocDoc, because most of the time when you take a suggestion from someone else, the doctor's like, we don't take your insurance, or they're not available for 4 or 5 months for you. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And with ZocDoc, that cuts out all of that nonsense. It's a place to find and book great doctors who actually have amazing reviews, many with appointments available within 24 hours instead of waiting weeks and weeks to get in to a brand new doctor.
ZocDoc is a free app where you find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you've been searching for.
No matter what your condition is, here's the deal. A lot of people don't know where to turn. If they don't have a general practitioner, they think, oh man, should I go to urgent care? Well, no, don't do that.
No.
Go to ZocDoc, and you can find thousands of top-rated doctors right there.
Exactly.
Right? ZocDoc is a free app. You can find amazing doctors and book appointments right online. I've used it many of times. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for the ones who take your insurance and are located near you and treat almost any condition that you're searching for. How do they get it, Bob?
Go to ZocDoc.com/badfriends and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/badfriends. ZocDoc.com/badfriends. I don't think, I would say this, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but
The truth is this, okay, is that, first of all, in order for her to get married, she would really have to fall in love, because she's much like me, right? It's a long journey to her heart.
Yeah.
And if some guy was going to be able to weather the mountainous regions, right, and the valleys, you know what I mean, and swim the oceans to her heart, then I would obviously support it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Unless it was
If it was somebody
What that, if it was someone we know?
That's what I'm saying. If it was a guy that I know and I feel like there's some sort of like trickery.
Like Ian Edwards.
That could happen.
Yeah, because he's good looking. He's cool. Also,
the other
suave,
night she was like.
He's smooth.
She was
he's
at the
so
store
funny.
And she saw Ian from far away. And she goes, is that Ian? I go, yeah. She goes, oh, I'm going to go say hi. And she ran over. And then she also hugged Jamar Neighbors.
Well.
What? You think they poke?
I think they thought about it.
Yeah.
Jamar is jacked.
Yeah. So if it was either Ian or Jamar, I would be fine with it.
Marriage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it'll never happen.
I got to tell you.
What?
I know.
Well, if you and your wife.
I know you would handle
it. If you and your wife.
Yeah.
Gets a divorce.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you support our marriage?
You to my wife.
as a punishment.
As a punishment.
For her.
Mm. What I would do.
Would you end the bad friends?
No.
Whoa. See, that's how deep we run.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how deep we run.
But also, I would know that not only would
what
I
what are you doing? I've never seen you do this before.
Now,
this is insane.
Yeah.
You went mafia.
Yeah.
So
this is my.
Yeah. So what would happen?
Not only do I know. I wouldn't have to give up a dime of my money. I would then start taking more of your money.
Yeah,
if you started boning my ex-wife, I would just
I would never even consider it.
Nah, that's insane.
That's insane, yeah. And vice versa.
Yeah, yes,
thank you.
Correct.
And vice versa.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. What did you try to start the show with? You tried to jam something down our throats. What was it at the beginning?
There was a couple in Spain that had just a baby, and the guy discovered that the baby's a little person. And the guy is not a little person. So the woman had a bachelor party. What? When they hire a little person to party with them. And obviously, she fucked the little person.
Whoa.
Wait, can I, let me ask you, before you even Google it, all right? I just have to ask a question about little people.
Yeah, please.
May I? You're a doctor.
Yes,
and
yes,
a scientist.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So, and if you guys can educate me, right? So can two...
Full size.
Full size. I think if the
can,
terminology.
Can two king size candy bars make the fun size?
Yeah. Can they make a twin bed? My point is that can they can two full size?
Yeah.
In even if in their in the history of their genetics,
yeah,
there's no little people.
I actually think
you think that can happen.
No. I think it needs to be in the blood somewhere.
Oh,
right?
So like if the great uncle was a little guy,
it's got to be in the blood. It's got to be in the blood.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can always call. Always call the source.
Oh my goodness.
Call the little man.
Yeah,
the little guy we know.
You know, imagine if I called him and even the phone ringer was like, "Bing, bing, 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 bing."
Sorry, I missed you.
Oh, come on. But look at this. Most occurrences of dwarfism result from a random genetic mutation in either the father's sperm or the mother's egg, rather from either parent's complete genetic makeup. So it can just happen.
Oh. Interesting.
So it can just happen.
So in this situation. Are you sure it's the little guy?
Well, read the article, because the article looked pretty damning.
Okay, go ahead.
Look at this. This says, bride-to-be becomes pregnant after having sex with dwarf stripper on hen night. That's what they call, they call a hen and stag.
Mm.
And a husband only realizes when she gives birth. Wow.
Wow.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? Your wife gives birth, the doctor goes.
First, I would get revenge. I would go to the Shire. I don't know what the tickets are to Middle Earth.
It's got
to
be pretty expensive.
Yeah, and then I go, hey, do you guys have any like Chippendaley hobbits or whatever running around here?
You're talking about Elliot.
Yeah, I go to Elliot's.
He's up the hill doing push-ups.
And those doors, you know what I mean, they're circular.
Yeah, they're low to the ground.
Yeah, they're circular doors, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I go, knock, 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 right?
For you to get in, you got to do like the Sonic ball. You know when he ducks down? He...
Yeah. And I would just have a little discussion with him.
Just a chat.
I mean, he would, first of all, bring out the bread and the butter. They love it, right? They love the food. So, you know, he would bring out, you know what I mean?
He's like, here's your loaf.
Yeah. And then, you know, I would probably get some sort of, like, kombucha out of a barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they love ferment stuff.
Right? And, you know, maybe I would change my voice, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, because you're there. You have to change your voice.
Get to his level.
Mm-hmm. Say, hey, buddy, you were at my fiance's, you know, bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. What went on, buddy?
Ah, fuck the shit out of her.
All right, bye. Really?
Cookies?
Yeah.
They're fresh baked.
Yeah.
This is so mean.
We're in so in trouble.
No, but you know
what? Can we put that out?
First of all, we're friends with
many of them.
Little people.
Yeah, we love
Nick Nowicki, Brad William, homies. And they know how to joke around.
Yeah.
So get out of here with
Tanya Lee Davis. I know.
Yeah. They're home. These people are homies.
Wee Man. Who else?
Honestly, I don't know how I would feel if on the bachelorette party she gets pregnant with a stranger. Like, that would shatter your whole world.
Yeah.
The bachelorette party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would shatter my world.
It's so on the nose. You fucked a stripper at the bachelorette party?
Yeah.
It's got to be the other way. You know how many guys, I bet you, hook up with some random chick at a bachelorette party and they knock them up? I bet you that happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
What would you do?
I mean, it's just you leave immediately. I mean, you go right.
I mean, you're holding the baby. You look at it. Do you just drop it? I mean, what happens? I mean, I would put it back.
I go, doctor, scalpel.
Yeah.
No,
we're getting in trouble for that.
But oh, okay, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know
you're
kidding. I know.
I'd give it right back to her. I'd go, oh, okay, and then leave. That's it.
Well, you wouldn't use both arms, just one hand. You go, oh, here you go.
I would leave immediately.
Stick it on her shoulder.
Would you stick around, Fancy? What if the baby that you just had came out? And you're what? And you obviously was not your baby.
I know what he'd do.
What would you
he's
do?
He's like, I'm willing to raise the baby as my own.
She's like, it's not yours. And she's adamant about it. She's like, it's not. I got fucking plowed.
Whoa.
She's like, I went to a sex party and I got destroyed by five Mexican men, not Spanish, because that would cut to his core.
Yeah.
I would have to be the bigger man and accept the baby.
You would.
No fucking way.
No fucking way.
But you know what I would do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go find the guy,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, you got to fucking take care of this kid with her. This is your kid.
What if he's like, nah, man.
I go,
I ain't doing shit.
I go, okay, well, then you've ruined a life.
So be it, dog. I don't know why he's like that.
And all of a sudden he's like, then I'd be like, you're pretty cool.
Yeah,
you want to hang out?
Yeah, man.
And then I befriend the kid. I befriend him more. I don't talk to my wife and my baby.
And then you move in with him.
Him and I just to start a relationship.
And then she has to raise the baby on her own.
As me and him become best
good,
friends.
That's a good revenge. That's the best revenge.
Yeah, him and I are homies.
Yeah, you fall in love with the guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then there's a court battle. You're trying to get the baby back
so that me and him can raise it together. Yeah. Leave her out of it.
Amazing.
That's ice cold.
That's
actually very
that's
cool.
The best revenge.
Yeah, and we could do it in a place like California. We're like, we're a new gay couple.
Right.
This woman is spontaneous. She's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Him and I, we want to raise this child together.
Together, yeah.
She's out.
Well, that's a good movie
that
idea.
That is a great fucking movie idea.
Right?
That is great.
That's the best
thing. I think that's I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I think that's right. I think Sandler already did it.
Oh, they did? Oh.
Yeah, imagine your kid comes out and it's not yours. By the way, this does happen a lot.
Yeah.
This happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's not your kid. Tell me before the 9 fucking months. That's crazy. If you think it might not be my kid,
yeah,
wouldn't you fucking tell me? You'd wait till it comes out?
Well, yeah. And also think about this. That's why I wish, like, mythology is right.
Yeah.
Because then what if, like, mythological creatures were, like, in our world? So then you would definitely know.
Yeah.
It's a minotaur.
It's a minotaur. Look at that.
Look at the face. The face is a full-blown bull.
There's a bull.
Right? And there's no way to deny it. With the dwarf, right? Yeah. You said it could happen.
It could. It's possible.
But if literally the baby comes out and it's got a fish tail, when you went on that boat with your friends, yeah, you fucked a mermaid, didn't you? You know what I mean? There's no way to get out of it.
No, they know.
I wish mythology was cool.
Was real.
Real, I mean, real. I mean,
it is cool as shit.
Yeah.
I do wish it was real. I wish we were amongst eight. Why don't they let the aliens
you'd
out?
You'd be a great minotaur. No, yeah. You would be
centaur.
A centaur. You'd be a good centaur.
What would you be?
What do you think?
You'd be a cherub.
A cherub.
What do cherubs look like?
Look a Google little, it. Look a little, yeah, a little tiny cherub.
Yeah.
This is 100% you. You're, if I could pick anything, you're a cherub. That's Bobby Lee.
Thinking, I'm a fucking cherub, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, I'm a fucking cherub for sure.
You're the most cherubby dude life. I know.
Yeah, look at that.
Your cute
little
wings.
Look.
Do they have them
look.
Asia?
You know what cherub?
Right?
That's you.
Dead on cherub, right?
Do you know what cherubs do?
They do it. You do it.
They think, no, I'm not cherubic.
Well, do a fucking centaur. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude.
You're cherubic. You know why?
I'm very cherubic.
Because they think. And they eat, and they're cute, and their little butts are always out.
That's right.
Their little butts are always out.
Right.
Look.
That's me and you.
That's us, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. Somebody has to make a t-shirt or art with you as a centaur and me as a cherub. Dude,
that is 100%
that's
us.
That's us, dude. That's bad friends.
That
right
is
there.
Bad friends.
I would ride you around all around town.
All day.
All around town.
And where do you want to go?
We'd wave to Gandalf,
but you know
Voldemort, whoever's around.
You know what would happen if this is you and I?
What?
We'd be traveling through the land, and at some point I'd be talking, and I'd turn around, you're sleeping, you're not awake, you're just snoozing.
Well, cherubs sleep.
I know a lot.
We love naps.
But I can't really turn all the way around. I'm like a guy who has a neck brace on.
That's true.
I can't tell if you're looking at
me. But that's
or
why
not.
I do it, you know what I mean? Because yeah. I know you can't turn
you
around.
You hide behind my head.
Yeah. That's amazing.
By the way, I went to a museum.
Where are they going?
Wherever the fuck they want.
No, but they're going somewhere. Look at the fucking centaur's body language.
Can you pinch and zoom on that so I can see up close? Yeah. Let's zoom in up there.
Yeah, Oh, I know what's going on. Like, and she's looking at him.
Wait a minute. I've got my hands behind my back. Oh, we're playing cops and robbers.
No.
What happened?
They're fucking.
How?
What?
Look at my lip. Look, my dick's not even erect. You can see it. No.
I know, but look at... Well, first of all, number one,
you're about to pull my hair.
We don't know where
hair.
Our centaur's butthole is.
You're right. It could be mid-back.
That's what I'm saying.
So wait a minute. You're about to pull my hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
What's
it's
going
sexual,
on.
Dude.
It is.
It's so sexual.
And you're like, put your hands behind your back, bitch.
Yeah.
And I
wow.
did. Yes,
what
officer.
What a big dick on that centaur, huh?
Huge.
Huge. Well, it is a horse.
Yeah, but half man, half horse. So
yeah, but
what if you got a man dick with a horse bottom?
That'd be fucking crazy.
Such a
dude.
Bummer.
That would be such a
we
bummer.
Got big horse balls, but a small.
Or penis. What about this? Even better yet, right? What if you full regular bottom half horse, right? Mm-hmm. But you're a dwarf. So you're just kind of sticking. You're just kind of sticking out. Like they're like, look at the fucking headless. Look at the
headless horse.
Oh no! Yeah. No, that's a fucking dwarf centaur. Or even vice versa, right?
Yeah.
What if you had the bottom half of a dwarf and you're a fucking minotaur.
Oh, top minotaur.
Morgan and Morgan. Oh my God. Many years ago, I was in a very brutal car accident. And I wish the biggest mistake I ever made in my life was not to call Morgan and Morgan. Because they would have taken care of me. And I wasn't taken care of. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan and Morgan is so easy.
It's so easy.
It's more like using an app than hiring a lawyer.
Yeah,
Andrew.
It's a joke. And here's the deal. Morgan & Morgan is going to help you out because when you get in an accident, people don't know what to do. They don't know who's got insurance and what do I do? Do I call the cops and how do I start this whole process? It's a nightmare. With Morgan & Morgan, it's so simple.
Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers.
Here's the best part. They got $15 billion recovered for clients. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. And also, if you're lost in the woods and don't know what to do, just check them out because their fee is free unless they win. That is incredible. I got hit in my own neighborhood. Again, wish I had Morgan & Morgan to turn to. It was years ago. Didn't know what to do. I was totally lost. And the person that hit me did not have insurance. So, Bob, if people are injured, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, let me tell you. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. What a deal.
That's huge.
For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law#529 from your cell phone.
That's for the people, forthepeople.com/badfriends or #law#529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
HelloFresh! You guys.
What is HelloFresh?
It's the best food you'll ever have in your little tummy.
You know what it is? With HelloFresh, you're going to get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. It comes just like this. Look at this huge box.
Oh, my God. And when I see that in front of my door, I get so excited. And you know what? You get delicious meals, dude.
You get such
I'll tell you my favorite. This one right here. I had this the other day. Parmesan, chive, chicken, and potatoes.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
You guys, this thing right here is like restaurant quality, dude.
This one I've had before. The sesame soy beef bowls is so very delicious. Look at it. I look like a talk show host. This is so good.
Tomo arigato.
And also the sweet and spicy shrimp and noodle stir fry is phenomenal. Make your home the hangout place this summer.
Konnichiwa.
Crowd-pleasing eats. From a backyard bratwurst bar to tangy key lime pie, HelloFresh Market makes summer entertaining a cinch.
You guys, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what you want for dinner and not just the same old thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love.
That's right. When you need dinner fast, which Bob and I always do because we have shows to go to. That's why I love it.
God,
don't call for delivery. Think HelloFresh.
Their
fast and fresh recipes are ready in just 15 minutes or less. Plus, HelloFresh is 25% cheaper than takeout. It's much cheaper than
Featuring
takeout.
Featuring quality proteins, fresh produce, and plans for many lifestyles. It's no wonder why HelloFresh is
America's number one meal kit.
Let
me tell you something. I do love HelloFresh so much. I love cooking these meals. They are so delicious. They're so hearty, and it's great for one or two people. You can eat them alone. You can eat them with a friend, a lover, a neighbor, a buddy, your dog. It doesn't matter. HelloFresh has wonderful farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients for you. So what do you got to do? You go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends50 and use code BadFriends50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends50 and use code BadFriends50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. I went to a museum this past weekend.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's so funny when you see these sculptures of these naked men because the women's bodies are always pretty shit. They're just pudgy, lumpy, and they don't really like, but with the men, they always sculpt the muscles. Even if they weren't that muscly, they sculpt them like they were all in perfect shape.
Also, there was no photographs back then, so they had to have a guy just stand there and model
with his dick out.
Yeah.
I know.
For like 3 weeks.
Just like that.
Yeah, just hurry, dude.
Like, look.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, that's a fine.
That's David.
David's hot, dude. Little dick, but still.
That was the biggest trick about seeing that live.
What do you mean?
Seeing Michelangelo's David in person.
In person.
It's weird because it is a comically small penis. It's almost like he was taking a shot at him. Like, imagine if he did your body and you're like, what about the dick? And he's like, dick is last. And you're like, really? Okay, great. Like, you see this? And then you go, can I see it? And he's like, no. I will come back.
Right.
And then you get into there and then zoom in. That's what he does of you.
And the last day, David brings more marble. Like, he just comes in with a bunch of marble. It's like, all right, just can you do the dick now?
I brought more for you. No, it's a complete.
Are you sure? Yes, I am sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But look at how buff he's jacked.
Jacked it.
And you could have given him, I mean, the balls are so much bigger than the wiener.
Yeah.
Zoom in on just the penis. But yeah. That's what all the statues look like at the museum I just went to.
Oh my God.
It's a bummer. It's like, just make it. Look at how big his hands. Look at his hands. Look at how big his fucking hands are.
Also, can I just say that? They didn't have Manscaped back then?
No.
Look at that bush. Look at that bush. It's like a
cauliflower.
Somebody
get this guy the lawnmower 3.0 already.
Look at that thing, man.
I mean, it is incredible.
Yeah.
That you think he would go back to him and be like, Michelangelo, please. Please. This will be cemented in history forever. Please. Make it just a little bit bigger.
That's so funny. You're right. There was that thing.
Of course there was that conversation. Yeah. I would rather, if I was sculpted like this back then, I'd rather them do no dicks. Because some of them, they do no dicks.
Yeah.
They just do no dicks.
Yeah.
Much rather no dicks than accurate dick.
Oh, you know what I would do? If I was Michelangelo? Not Michelangelo. Who's the David?
David, yeah.
When they're showing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they reveal it, there's a revelation, right? A revealing
part. The sheet comes down.
Yeah, the sheet comes down, right? But if I was David, I would just walk around naked. I go, look.
It's a bigger.
Way bigger than that one.
This cannot be accurate.
It's not accurate.
Oh, we ran out. Marble is a shortage right now.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's so funny to
walk around
your
naked around your own statue.
Just to prove it.
Yeah, so that people just spread it around.
I don't look. You know I don't look like this.
Yeah.
Are you calling out to women you slept? You're like, Charisse. Tell him my dick is nice.
Oh my
God. I am a grower, not a shower. Okay.
Yeah, that's so funny. So where'd you see that at the museum here in LA?
Obviously I didn't see that. I saw that when I was over there. I just went.
Oh, in France.
I went to a museum. That's
Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
I went to a museum here called the Huntington Gardens.
Ooh.
Maybe one of the most, honestly, dude, beautiful fucking piece of land in Pasadena. And it's stunning how much cool shit that they fucking have. But it's endlessly beautiful. They've got a beautiful
Whoa.
Big.
Wow.
You can walk around this huge piece of property. It's stunning, dude. It's just, you know, it makes me feel multiple things. One, how the fuck did these people have this kind of money?
Yeah.
Because they own, this must have been 4 acres of land, acres
look
of land.
That. Look beautiful.
At least, maybe more. Stunning. I'm probably underestimating. But they had a Chinese garden. They had a Japanese. They had the lily pad garden.
But can I say something,
though? But I saw so much cool art there.
When you see the art, though.
Yeah.
Are you like me? I don't look at the art.
You look at the people looking at the art?
No. I look at the building to see how I would be able to steal it.
Yeah, I think about that all the time.
Do you think about that?
Yeah, all the time.
Like what I would do?
Well, or I think
I look
about
at the vents.
I think about what's the easiest way to steal.
Right.
What could I get away with?
Yeah. None of it.
They had a Civil War letter from the Civil War.
Yeah.
And it was like barely encased. And I was like,
whoa.
What am I stealing?
How much is that?
What's it worth?
Yeah.
$200,000?
Not a Civil War letter.
An original letter from the Civil War?
Who signed it? Some fucking Jack? If it's Abe Lincoln.
Duke 'em up Chang.
If it was Duke,
our old friend Duke 'em up Chang.
Yeah.
He signed it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it wasn't Lincoln, but hardly a lot of these letters are still around.
Yeah, just Google.
Oh, what does that say?
Fucking
Civil War letter for sale. How much? $200.
$200.
That's how much it was.
Like,
yeah, there's no way that's expensive.
$200.
Yeah. I'm talking Mona Lisa, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about.
Wait, click on that. There's no fucking way.
$200,
it's
dude.
On eBay.
That's a spot at the Improv.
Wait, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
I don't believe this.
How much are those other ones?
135, 12 people watching.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know this is not real. That's the other thing. They can't verify this.
It's $135 for that letter.
Okay, but a Civil War letter, what if it's done by someone of nobility?
That's why I asked if it was from Abe Lincoln, written to, you know what I mean?
Who?
Robert E. Lee.
Abe Lincoln to Robert E. Lee.
Then well, they were around the same time, right?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
click Civil War letter from Abe Lincoln. Let's see if maybe that's what it was, and I just don't know the difference. I wonder what that would be worth.
Let me guess. Nothing less, more than $50,000.
Oh. An Abe Lincoln letter?
Yeah.
$85,000.
Closer to yours, mine.
Yeah, $85,000. Why would I think it'd be so much more money?
It's not. Like $85,000, and because also, if you get caught, you're in prison for a while.
How
so
long?
You wouldn't do it.
A couple years?
Couple years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, but you know what? With our kind of status, the judge will be a Bad Friends fan and be like, that's
right.
It, Mr. Santino, you're in deep trouble. Just court adjourned. And he'll pull me aside and be like, you're good, dude.
Yeah.
You're
just
fucking,
don't do it again.
Just don't do that kind of fucking crazy shit again.
I mean, $85,000.
$85,000, that's it? I cannot believe, I thought for sure it's worth
more.
No.
When I was in Tampa, I went to the Dali
Salvador Dali?
Yeah.
You guys went to there?
By myself. I took a fucking, what do you call those?
Bird scooter.
Bird scooter.
Skim, skim,
I went down there. I paid me. I mean, me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do nothing.
I know.
Yeah. In the heat, I went there.
I thought about you yesterday in this exact same scenario.
Really?
When I was at the museum, I thought, I would love Bobby to come here, but he would never come to this.
But I do sometimes.
You do sometimes.
When it comes to museums, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And I walked around and I looked at, but it's like, I can watch it, look at it for 5 seconds, and that's it.
Salvador Dali doesn't hit you.
In any art.
Any art?
Yeah, I can't. I look at the art, I go, okay, I got it.
No, no.
Wait, what do you do?
I have to sit and really.
You're a pretentious fuck.
No.
You do this.
No,
do you do this?
I go like this.
Right? You know how girls do this? I do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes like this.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you look for?
What I like to see, like if it's a, like look up, you know, like Renoir. Or you know what? Yeah, Renoir.
Renoir.
Yeah, look up Renoir.
I like Renoir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if I see a Renoir, it's like at face value, right? You see something pretty
okay.
Like this, right? Zoom in. I would see something pretty monotonous.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But then
what?
You really get in there, zoom in a little bit more. Then you get in there and then you start looking at the guy in the boat and I imagine what he's saying to that man. So that's what I'll start to do. I'll start to go, what's that conversation? Because this was taken from a real piece of life. Like this stupid little bitch in the front. I don't give a fuck about her. That little idiot. She picked these flowers and her mom. Look at her mom. She's pissed because there was a sign that says, please don't pick the flowers.
Oh, so the mom obviously dresses the kid. The kid doesn't even wear a flower hat.
No, that's the mom.
Yeah.
But obviously there was a sign that said, don't pick the flowers. And there's a guy now talking to the mom that's going, I told you, lady, for the fifth fucking time, you can't pick the flowers. And she's pretending not to hear him.
The lady's a Karen.
Yeah, she pretends.
They had Karens back then.
We'll just go pick where we want to pick. My great-grandfather used to live on this lake.
Oh, so there's scenarios.
100%. That's my favorite thing to do in
art. But with a fucking, you know what I mean, Dali, you can't do that. A melting clock can't yell, you know what I mean, at a fucking giraffe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, you're saying if it's any sort of like hyper-realism.
Hyper-real, you can't do that. I can do scenarios like that.
This is called.
Okay, zoom in that. Zoom in that. Do you imagine?
This is called The Great Masturbator. I know this piece.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
After staring at this one time in a college dorm room for a while, I saw this image in my head when I jerked off for about a month and a half.
Really?
I couldn't stop seeing this.
Yeah.
Because it's called The Great Masturbator.
Yeah. Oh, I see the head now.
But some people interpret her sniffing a dick. That's what I've heard. She sniffs dick.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just ask you some questions.
I do want to stare at this for longer because there's a lot going on. Like, is that a horse hide? Is that a mohawk back there?
Yeah, you're right.
And why is the tail on a chain?
I'll go back.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll go back. You know, you and I have never done things like this.
I want to. Right, in the fall.
Let's make a list. You and I will do in the fall.
In the fall.
Museum one.
Love.
You know what? I've never had ice cream with you.
I'd love to have ice cream with you.
Have we ever had ice cream?
No, but can we feed each other? See, we have desserts together at dinner.
We do.
We don't
we go never
go
to our
ice cream
shop.
No.
And I would love to share a banana split with you.
Get out. Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being real.
Can we pull both the banana in our mouth and just at the same time suck the banana from both ends?
Well, promise me this.
Yeah.
There's two bananas on each side. Mm-hmm. We work on one banana at a time.
Fine.
Right? I don't be stuck on one banana. You're sucking the other banana.
I know.
You get one end, I get
stuck
the other.
Stuck on the
end.
Same banana.
Yeah. So I've never done that. What else have we done together? We haven't.
We've never picnicked.
Dude, you and I have never picnicked.
Why haven't we sat under a tree and ate something
in a basket. I don't know why.
And Carlos can serve us.
Yeah.
He's our little waiter.
Yeah. Okay. So Carlos can do that.
Okay. So picnicking.
Museum. We never
shared ice cream sundae.
Banana split.
Do you want to fly a kite together?
Dude.
I would love to fly
a kite. I've never flown a kite with you before, dude.
Why haven't we done that?
Because I think that it would be a competition. Look at how big my fucking kite is.
Yeah. Whose kite's bigger?
So we can't do that. We have to get equal kites.
Can we play tag in a field of like sunflowers?
Can I frolic?
I want to frolic,
dude,
with you.
I've never frolicked with you.
Actually, you know what I would love to do with you?
What?
And I'm not kidding.
What?
Skinny dip at a waterfall. I'd love to skinny dip at a waterfall.
I've never done that with you.
I would love to do that with you.
Can we like fuse that in with the picnic?
Let's
just get you kill two birds with one stone. Why don't we? And then maybe we'll bring a painting. Yeah, yeah.
You know what else I want to do?
What?
I want to go to a little puppy place and play with puppies together. God, with you.
You know what else I want to do with you?
What?
Pottery.
Oh,
dude.
Who sits in back? Who sits in front? Should we do?
I don't have to. In the back, I wouldn't get any piece of the pottery.
That's the funniest part.
Like, I wouldn't be able to touch the fucking.
It'd be like a motorcycle. You'd be hugging onto my hips.
I know. I got to be in the front because I want some of the vase.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
But you can be behind me. Okay. We've never done that before.
No, and I want to have my foot on the wheel, though.
Right.
So I can spin it. The Ghost. You and I should remake Ghost.
Dude, let's remake Ghost, you and I, dude. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at his arms.
Look at his arms.
He was so fucking sexy.
Dude, he was the
one. I got turned on by that scene so much, and it wasn't because of her. I got to tell you, she wasn't looking that good in that scene. She really wasn't.
Yeah. What, Demi Moore wasn't?
She looks fine, but okay. She doesn't look like him. Look at how
never
hot
even reenact. We can reenact this shit, dude.
Much better than they could.
How come we've never reenacted this shit, dude?
I don't know. I really want
to. You know what you and I should do? A calendar with
famous movie scenes,
dude.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
Start it.
But I want it to be, we want to get a photographer.
Make it good.
To make it almost identical.
That's exactly what I want.
Let's do it.
I'm dead serious. I'm not kidding.
I'm dead serious.
It's a good Christmas gift.
It's a good Christmas gift.
It's a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, yeah. So we do.
What are some other great scenes?
Oh, here we go.
Well, let's Ghost. Go okay, scenes. So Ghost is yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We scenes. Are doing a Ghost.
Yeah,
scene.
I think we should do.
Basic Instinct.
It's just one person spreading their legs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be a two-person shot. Aren't you a cinematographer?
Maybe the Accused.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be on the pinball. I'll be on the pinball.
You are on the pinball machine. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And all the guys could be you. We could, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, you know what else?
What?
The Pulp Fiction scene where I'm the cop and you're Ving Rhames and you have the ball gag in your mouth and you know what I mean? And I'm about to have
no,
sex.
No, no.
Huh?
You're the other guy. You're Bruce Willis.
Okay. So we're both going to get
fucked. Yeah, we're both gagged. Yeah, we're both gagged.
That's so, you and me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
you and I.
That's us. Dude, we got to do that, dude.
That's such a good shot.
Yeah. And then we also get, you know, we get
what
ball Maybe. Caps and stuff.
Oh, dude, yes, we're
no,
doing
like
all
a professional. We'll get Jen Aspinall, the Mad TV
yes.
makeup person. She won an Emmy.
I want her to
and
do
it. We'll do it. We'll have her do it. What else do we do?
What are those famous great. Two single two a shot?
Brokeback Mountain.
A great two shot. A great two shot of Brokeback Mountain.
We gotta do a Brokeback
Mountain
for
scene.
Sure.
What other scenes can we do? Let's name a couple more.
Let's
and then,
do a couple
cause
more.
Because just so I want to get it out of my head.
Yeah, let's do a. We have to do a sci-fi. One.
Right, but it have
the
to be
Shining.
Like, the Twins.
The Twins.
We can do the Twins.
We have to do the Twins. We're the Twins.
Do the Twins.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Can we do the Twins?
Yeah.
We'll do the Twins.
I like that
That's
a lot.
That's so good, dude. All right, well, anyway, we'll do a list.
Oh, you know what? There's one thing I definitely wanted to show you real fast. Hold on 1 second. This is 1954.
Now meet Catherine Brent of
Look at
professional Cornwall, what is that?
Well finder.
Okay. To water is so strong that she is literally pulled this way and that in the direction of the underground stream she locates for Cornish farmers. Since she discovered her gift 3 years ago, Catherine has located 300 deep boreholes and has been right 98 times in every 100. Today, she is one of Britain's most successful professional water diviners.
Do you buy this? Or is this 1954 gobbledygook?
No, that's
Look
real,
that.
Dude.
Look.
Dude, I'm like that, but with pussy. No, I'm like, there could be no one around. No, be real. It could be no one around, and I can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You can
crazy.
Find it.
Yeah.
You are good
I have
like
that special, yeah.
Thing you have with, that special
with
thing.
Pussy, yeah,
you can
yeah,
find
yeah,
it I, anywhere it is.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know what it is.
That's your zhuzh.
It's my zhuzh.
That's your zhuzh.
I can smell it. I can feel it. My chromosomes change.
Right. You start to shapeshift a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. That's when you see good pussy, you start walking.
I start walking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When Bobby finds himself pussy in a crowd, he must topple over sometimes on his face. Yeah.
So I relate to it. It's a sham.
It's such a sham.
It's a sham, man.
But how did she trick so many people into finding wells?
What you do is like, where are we going? Oh, we're going to this...
The night before.
This field, yeah. And she's there all night long, right? With a fucking stick, you know what I mean? I think this is, you know?
Yeah.
There's something's going on.
I don't know, man. They said 98% correct.
Really?
98%. She was only wrong 2%
That's
of the
insane.
Time.
That's insane.
That doesn't
but
make
you know
sense.
What? I mean, I know, but you know, some people have abilities that we, you know.
Okay, how about this? You believe in the palm reader thing and all that stuff? Like, you know, you see these palm readers all over Los Angeles. Do you believe in it?
No.
You think, oh, it's all cockamimi.
Tea leaves? No. Palm reader? No.
What about mind reading?
No.
What about seance? Do you believe people can talk to the dead?
No.
You don't believe that
you
at
do.
All?
You
do. Oh, 100%.
No, you don't.
Double dead?
You don't fucking believe that.
Palm reading? No. Because it's like every Armenian woman I see on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
But I do believe that there are certain people that have connections with the dead, the beyond. That I totally believe.
Well, then that goes into like, you know, do I believe in spirits? Do I believe in an afterworld? Do I believe in all the... Do I?
You do.
I do.
You do.
I think the spirit thing scares the shit out of me, so I don't want to fucking think about
it. Have you ever been alone in your house and said something to your dad or talked or thought about your dad and then a thing has happened where you're like, that's fucking weird. Have you ever had that?
No.
Never.
My dad?
Well, and someone else that's dead in your fucking life.
I've never been in contact with the spirit world in that way. But I have like been led the right direction in life. Right?
And you think that might be their influence?
It could be. I mean, I do believe that like, here's as mystical as I get.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. And I believe that there is some sort of like path.
And you don't know what it is, but you're on.
There's just too many things that happened in my life where I went, yeah, that's just a weird coincidence. There's no way that's a coincidence. That was like
supposed
to divinely happen. Divine intervention.
You believe in
destiny.
Destiny.
I do.
Divine intervention.
I'm supposed to be here right now. I'm supposed to be here in this moment with you right now and everything that led up to this moment.
I agree.
Yeah.
I believe in this.
Yeah.
I think you can change little tiny elements of it. Like, it's like the path is there, but you could put on a jacket sometimes.
Yeah, but then but you sway between the two because it's like then you watch documentaries about World War II and you go, oh my God, 16,000 kids died in this war. What was their destiny?
To die in the war.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know what happened in those minute moments when they were on the field.
Right.
No. What do you mean?
What happened when they were about to die?
No.
They were like, fuck, I'm going to die.
No. It's not beyond that.
What
right?
is it?
It's like, oh, fuck, my buddy Bill, you know what I mean, was just shot with shrapnel, you know what I mean? And he's on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you crawl over to him, right? And you hold him. And you know what I mean? And you do things for him that he needs in that moment. Maybe that was your purpose.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But you think this
and
is...
And then right when you're holding Bill... And you die. But then somebody, your cousin Larry holds you and Bill.
And somebody
and
kills him.
Eventually, like, right, a guy's holding 15 dudes.
At some point, you've killed your whole family. Yeah. They're all dead.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happens. I don't know why these things happen, these dark things. But it's like, you know, I still believe that there's some sort of path.
There is. But I'm saying.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe a big portion of it. But I do think that like there are a lot of things are beyond our control, but I think we have some control. We make choices within our.
Yeah, but the choices are presented to us and that's what life is about.
But I'm saying they are presented, but I don't think they're pre-picked. I think they're presented and you kind of choose it and that helps continue on in this way.
No, I think they're pre-picked.
You think they're all pre-chosen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like for instance, maybe during World War II, I would have gone to Canada.
You would have
and
definitely
been a deserter.
Gone. Yeah.
You desert too.
No. I would have fought.
No, you're a deserter, dude.
I would have left.
You and I both.
Yeah, it would have been you and I together on a covered wagon.
We're cowards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deserter?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's gone.
Gone.
What about Aoki?
I'm a deserter.
Yeah,
deserter.
She's gone. So no one here would fight. Yeah, we're cowards.
We're unpatriotic pieces of shit.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like when I see those guys at the airport that are wearing the military garb.
Yeah.
I'm always like, thank you.
Thank you. No, I'm grateful they do it.
I can't believe someone's got the balls.
But when Muhammad Ali
the
got
the balls.
Remember when Muhammad Ali was like, yeah, I'm not going to get drafted. I'm not doing that.
And he could have just punched everybody.
But he got in trouble. He didn't fight for 4 years because of that.
I know.
Right? But, you know, because of religious, because he was a Muslim.
And... Yeah, but it's also, he was a super famous. So it's kind of like he gets an exemption of like, well, we don't want this guy to die at war. He is kind of like an international icon.
Yeah, but you kind of need he him. Wasn't going to fight. What we were going to use him for was. To
propaganda.
Do a little show.
Well, he should have done
an exposition.
Should have done a show.
Exhibition or something.
Do a show for the boys.
Yeah, but he didn't. He wouldn't even do that.
You should do a show for the boys.
But it's just like hired people to kill brown people that has nothing to do with you.
It depends.
Well, give me an example.
Well, Vietnam.
World War II, too, because of the Holocaust.
Vietnam, we should have. I mean, man, these, you know what I mean? These people.
But
look at them.
They
look
won.
At them.
Look at
them. They really did.
Look how sneaky they are.
Yeah.
Well, what is up with trails? You really love trails.
These guys love trails.
Yeah.
They read too many children's books
yeah.
about things in the woods.
Yeah.
You know?
they can hide up in a tree for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. At least.
With
three.
No food.
At least
with
three.
A banana and a Diet Coke. And
you built your own house, yeah? The place you live now?
Yeah.
With your own two hands?
These hands right here.
You and your husband live in the same place?
Yes.
You sleep in the same bed?
Yes.
You share the same bathroom?
Yeah.
Are you in love?
I'm in love.
She is. She sung it.
Young love.
Yeah, I can't wait till you fall out of that, though.
Hey.
Do you think it will?
No.
Well,
you fall back in love.
It'll
fall
wane.
Back
it'll go through swings.
And it goes back up.
Because you guys met when you were so young, you're going to change so much the next couple of years. So you'll have big changes in your life. You know, he'll come out as gay. You'll lose your vision.
What?
I've already read your life book.
Oh.
He's coming out to you. You're losing your eyesight.
What would you do
years.
If he gets in a car accident? He's paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh, I'm staying with him 100%.
No matter what?
No matter what.
What if he's just a head?
I'll love that head.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
110%.
Dude, where do they find people like this?
They don't exist anymore.
In Vietnam, baby.
In Vietnam,
they do it.
Now you're from Arizona. Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Phoenix greater area. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to say this.
We are
excited for the fall.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back out there. And in the fall, we decided, Bob and I, we're going to do a picnic. We're going to do
a museum,
and also after an ice cream. But more importantly, Fancy's going to start working on this calendar that we're going to put together so you guys can give it for Christmas gifts, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. That's it. Thank you for being
a bad friend.
Yay.